Ooh, I had popcorn shrimp for dinner.
Hello, and, mother dear.
What is this, third grade?
Popcorn shrimp.
God. Popcorn shrimp from the local diner, and so it was not very good. But, but I ate the whole box, because that's how they serve it to you, in a friggin' box.
Remember we found that popcorn shrimp that was shaped like the continental United States?
Oh, yes, and I had that for literally like 10 years. I think that, like, I was moving out for college, and I found it in a box, and was like, oh my gosh. And I, like, tried to smash it, but it was rock hard. The fact that I had it for 10 years isn't the weird part. The fact that we found one that looked like the continental United States isn't the weird part. The weird part is that we found it, and I was like, I'm putting that in my pocket.
I'm keeping that. That'll be worth something.
And I think that I was like, I bet I could, because it was during the phase where people were selling just garbage on eBay.
Oh, yeah.
Where they're like, oh, I found this bottle of blood that looks like a bottle of blood. Do you want to buy it for $1 million? And some guy was like, sure do.
Fucking yeah, I do. I'm a bottle of blood collector. I don't know if you know this, but bottle of blood is my business.
Bottle of blood is my new band name.
Thank you, guys. We're bottle of blood.
I imagine like belching up blood bubbles. Oh. I don't know why. Bottle of
hell, man.
That's just what came
blood
into my
bubbles?
Head. Yeah.
Well, they say the movies are quite the talk of the town. But I prefer two idiots to kind of dumb things down. So settle in and here we go. It's Just Two Idiots Radio.
Hi and welcome. We are Just Two Idiots, obviously. And this is our place to talk movies, TV shows, and, of course, FDA-approved randomness, as always. I, of course, am your more important co-host. And with you here next to me in a little jar. I've got him in a little jar, and I've got a... It's a little bit bigger than him, but not too big. It's my co-host, Robbie.
Oh, hi, hi.
I thought you'd unscrew the lid, and I was like...
Did I put holes in the lid? No.
Poke some holes in his back so he could breathe.
That's right. I forgot to do that. Hey, what a terrible owner of a podcast host am I.
What a bad owner little guy. Hell, does that even mean?
I don't know. I really don't know. And that's going to be a trend here today, because there's a lot that I don't know. I don't like to admit that often. But, you know, I'd say most things I don't know. And for one... Oh, by the way, there are time codes in the description if you would like.
If you'd like
to time travel a little bit, be my guest. Be my guest. Be my guest and get a little jar, you know?
Yeah.
That's fine. But if, you know, sticking and just riding the wave of whatever this is isn't your deal, fine. So be it. So be it, Jedi. You can jump around, so that's cool.
Jump up and get down.
You know how it goes. 90s. Oh. Awesome. What was I saying? What's happening?
You're talking about jumping up and getting down.
I was. That's right. Jump, 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 jump around.
Yeah. All the way around. Full jump 360. Around. Do that jump.
I just did it there. It was really easy.
Oh.
Why don't you now jump, Robbie?
That was easy.
Right, well, and it sounded easy. It sounded like an old door opening.
Go ahead and jump for me. Good job.
Good.
Well,
good job, you. All right, back of the jar.
Clunk. That's a jar sound. That's what a jar clunk. Sounds like.
Clunk. And grease that door. Grease me up, woman.
Woman.
Is what the door would say. If it had a mouth.
Or well, a door with a mouth, is I don't like that.
It's like a mail slot, Robbie.
But worse.
Hello, I'm just a little door.
You and it talks like Adam Sandler.
Yeah, hello.
Welcome to your house.
I'm a door with a mouth.
I sure hope you got a key or else you can't open me.
You can't get in. Now give me some candy. And by candy, I mean mail.
The mailman's crying every day. He's like,
why are you so sad, mailman?
I'd rather get mauled by a dog. Don't you mean mailed? No.
Kicks the door in.
Owie.
Adam Sandler voicing inanimate objects is horrifying to me.
Yeah, well, you ought to know. You thought of it.
You bought it. I want that to be a phrase to respond to people with from now on. Well, you ought to know. You bought it. What the hell are you talking about?
Bought what?
The door.
And then you kill him.
The door. You bought the door. Because they're also not in on our Adam Sandler bit. So it's just all confusion for them.
Mouth Door is a new band name.
Oh, I don't like it, but I bet they could sell a couple albums. Mouth Door.
A couple albums. Wow. We got welcome to Time Live Classics. All your favorite hits from Mouth Door, which includes Mail Slot. I'd rather be mauled by a dog. And Grease Me Up, there, Woman.
And they're like sitting in a tan room in, you know, some fake house, smiling by a fireplace with Adam Sandler, of course, to reminisce over the greatest hits of, what did I call it again? Time Life Mouth Door. Door.
Yes.
Mouth
Yes. Door. Is that the whole band name? Uh-huh.
We are Time Life Mouth Door. What?
You heard us.
We don't have any songs. We spend all of our time thinking of the name.
It happens, you know. That's part of being a band. Or whatever they are. Yeah. Okay, Robbie, I really don't even know what's going on in this episode. And you're like, what's different? What's fucking different?
Something normal. Changed.
You're a dumbass. Well, you'd probably be right. You'd be right if you assumed that. So we're doing something a little different this week, ooh, kind of, I suppose.
Pulling a sneaky one on you.
Get a little sneaky. Watch out. Where are we? We're behind you. But now we're back in the studio.
I'm inside of your brain. Like an earwig.
Mm.
I mean, I'm in the studio.
He's a multitasker.
That multitasking earwig of mine.
Band name. And it's just like an earwig. He's like crouched over a desk, just like, ah, just like his papers strewn about. He's like on a phone too. He's like,
your ear.
Yeah.
Scuttles into your ear. So what's so damn different about this episode?
Well, mainly, I don't know what the hell's going on. Quite literally. I have no plans, no notes, no nothing. Well, I have something, but no nothing.
Okay.
Not really. Well, and you have prepared some things, I believe. Yeah. And we're going to see how that goes. I think it's going to be more topical. Did you say tropical? Like a beach? No.
Or like bubble gum? Oh, no.
I said topical, like a cream, I guess.
Or an ointment, yeah.
Just you idiots. The ointment for your ears.
Yeah, so get your audio hemorrhoids ready to get slathered up with our podcast cream.
That was an exclamation point.
Splat. Yeah. So we're doing things a little bit differently this time. In about 45 seconds, I'm going to unplug your microphone, and then I'm just going to talk for the next hour or so.
Hey, that should be easy.
It's kind of like a roast, but I don't have anything prepared. It's going to be a stream of consciousness rage just spewing forth.
I like the sound of that. I like a good spew, you know, so.
Kind of like that guy at that baseball game.
Again, I hope he's okay.
I'm sure he's fine. So we've got essentially a similar formula to what we had before, except
formula.
We're going to delve a little bit more deeper into the FDA-approved randomness segment of our podcast.
Is a delve a half-dwarf, half-elf?
It is. A delve. I was thinking that it was a computer shelf.
Delve. I was like, what?
The hell
is it a dungeoner shelf? You put your dungeoner on it? Huh? This over here's my dungeoner. And it's like you got a potato and like
with like crayons stuck in it.
He's not been okay lately. Ever since he started puking profusely at that baseball game. He's not been himself.
Does nothing but talk about his dungeoner.
It's literally nothing. It's just a bunch of junk smashed together. And old food. He gets real excited about it. I don't know why. But
last night he woke me up at 3 a.m. with a grilled cheese sandwich that had a windshield wiper blade stuck in it.
Oh, man. That's good stuff. That's like one of them fancy grilled cheeses, but instead of a tomato in there, it's a windshield wiper blade.
Or you can look at it as like one of those Teslas, but instead of being a Tesla around a windshield wiper blade, it's a grilled cheese sandwich.
That is a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
That's apt, Robbie. That's apt.
Apartment.
That so, is apartment, yes.
What we're going to do is I've got a question, and it's kind of a... You're going to have to use your brain, Dunputer, to answer this question. Because we're going to get a little deeper. And I want you to really think about this question when we get there. But other than that, it's pretty much the same thing that we always do. So,
Yes.
Yeah. I've got some news here for us to talk about. Do you have any news?
Just breathing. Sorry, what?
Breathing news, eh?
Apparently now, these days, they're recommending inhale, then exhale, which I thought is a fun change up from just my inhale, inhale, inhale.
It's like the quadruple inhale. It's like one of those spin things.
Just gets faster. And then I shoot a Hot Wheels out of my mouth at the speed of sound.
Bam!
Boom! Donut. Boom! Talk a trunk embedded in your skull.
You're just having a conversation with someone, and they're like, "Yeah, did you get one of these letters? What are you doing?" And you're like, "Like, what is going on?
What is happening?"
Boom!
I could not expect that happening. What the hell?
Slide forward in their seat with a little race car sticking out of their temple. And they're like,
"What the hell was that?" That's it. We need less friends.
Anyway, do you have any news?
Oh yeah, news.
Yeah.
Let me check. I think I did. Oh, shoot. It's nothing. It's nothing important.
Neither's mine.
But yes. This is news. Family news.
Ah.
I was hanging out with some family, as one does during family news. And it was my cousin's kids. We were doing all sorts of stuff. Having a blast, shooting Hot Wheels out of our mouth at the speed of sound. And I don't know, I was spinning him in a chair at the speed of sound, whatever. And what was it? I would stop spinning it, and they were not having that. They were like, "Hey, motherfucker, keep spinning."
But they shot the ground around your feet.
Yeah, keep spinning the chair, or I'm gonna break your windpipe. And so then, what was it? Oh yeah, I told them that it requires a toll, as most things do. A soul for a soul. So I was like, it's like a dollar or whatever. You want to keep spinning around, it takes a dollar. So then he's like, here's a dollar. And then they reach into their fake pocket, idiot, and pulls out an invisible dollar, hands it to me, and I, being a thorough gentleman as I am, held it up to the light to check and see if it was authentic. And my favorite part of this whole story was I was holding it up, and I was like, are you sure this is a dollar? And he goes, yeah. And I was like, okay. And he goes, just kidding. It's ants.
Because you... I imagined you holding the dollar bill up like a real situation, and it's like this kid's magical. They go, just kidding, it's ants, and then the dollar bill just explodes into a bunch of ants. Ah!
It's like on my eyeballs.
They're in my eyes!
I genuinely laughed at that because it was so fucking funny, and I did not expect it. And I don't see them that often, so I don't feel like... I feel like that's our sense of humor. And I don't see them that often, so I didn't feel like it. Like I had said something where it rubbed off. I don't know where they got that from. That's if it's amazing. Just kids being kids, but holy shit. Just kidding, it's ants! No, that was a whole running thing that we had for a while, and I was covered in ants. It was a good time.
Still got a lot of bites.
I mean, there was at least two ants there, because, you know, it was a family get-together, am I right? Maybe a few uncles, am I right? maybe some dollars.
But mostly ants.
Mostly ants, yeah.
No, that's freaking hilarious. Just kidding, it's ants. Well, my news that I have is not anybody that we know particularly. Maybe we know in our hearts. There it's have you
person
seen
made of ants?
It's the Ant-Man, not the cool Marvel one.
Ants-Man.
But speaking of Ants-Man, that is now on Disney Plus.
Or if they're taking the HBO route, it's just called Plus.
Yeah, just Plus. So you can stream Man-Mania on Plus.
Plus.
But also, have you seen the photo of Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson that was at, I don't know, some event?
Is it him? Is it Cannes Film Festival? Was it just him screaming at something or someone?
Yeah. So, like, apparently, like, in this photo, he looks like he's royally pissed. Like, he's, my wife? Like, when he's yelling at the freaking paparazzi. What?
We were in a fucking whale.
But apparently, so
maybe,
Rita
Robbie,
Wilson.
Maybe you're not thinking this. Maybe he had an ant on his finger, and it's going. Ah!
He's crawling under my nail.
Oh no!
But anyway, Rita Wilson made a statement about the photo of him looking like he's real angry. She said he's just asking for directions really loudly.
That checks out. I'm that like, checks out 100%.
It's a very Tom Hanks situation. He was asking
for
directions.
Well, he's very animated, that guy.
He is. Especially when Andy walks in, he just drops to the ground.
Yeah, just lifeless. Boom, hits his head on the ground.
Pool of blood.
He's devoted.
Andy walks in on Woody getting a concussion.
I don't remember little tiny pools of blood being on the floor, he says. Oh, well, got to go open my Christmas present or my birthday present or whatever that was.
Whatever Buzz was. He pulls the string on Woody's back and it just makes a gurgling sound.
Blood bubbles.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I have to go look at that radioactive looking mutant dog.
But yeah, speaking of people
you
dropping, Tina Turner joined the Philip Seymour Hoffman list today.
I'm gonna be honest; she was 100% on my Donald Sutherland list. Yeah. I thought she'd been dead for like 15 years.
I thought that she died like a week after she was born. Like I just assumed she'd been dead forever.
Tina Turner, like, who am I thinking of?
Was it Whitney Houston?
Oh, there it is. Yep. Yeah, that's who I was thinking of. I was like, I know the celebrity had been, you know, gone for a while. And she was an effluent singer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not anymore though. No.
Okay. Yes.
Just to clarify, she's
just to clarify. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that. You know, I thought maybe there was some doubt.
Not completely dead. I'm only half dead.
No.
Rolling on the river. Oh shit. Anyway, yeah, that's kind of the big news, but
the big wheel of life keeps on turning, I think is the real
The biggest bit of news that I do have, though, Family Guy and American Dad both got canceled.
Whoa.
Right?
Huh.
Yeah, apparently Seth MacFarlane made a statement, so he quit. I remember reading that like a week or two ago, that he quit Family Guy.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm like, that is more absurd than Matt Groening quitting The Simpsons, because Matt Groening doesn't voice anybody. Like,
that's true. I don't know, maybe he's just done with it.
What else is he gonna do? Sing?
Yeah, I mean, he's got a good voice.
No, Brian
isn't
Griffin
he
has
on
a good voice.
The Orville?
He is. Is that show successful enough for him to be, like, by Family Guy, the second most successful animated series?
By this time, he's what? He's got $1 trillion, so.
That's true. Yeah.
He could buy a couple families.
He could. And then he could resell them when they're older to work.
In the mines.
And the mine's mine for more cartoons. That's how he makes his money.
Get him out! Need more ideas. Cartoon family. No! Son of a bitch. There's a guy.
No!
Stop whipping me. Okay, there's a talking whip. And he really likes whipping people. I'm listening.
He's like, you're on to something there.
I'll
whip you lighter now.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Lord giveth and the
also,
Lord taketh away.
If he named that whip, it would be Whipney Houston. Sorry. Continue.
I thought you were going to say Eli Whipney.
There you go.
But we may be losing Family Guy and American Dad, which... Okay, but Futurama is coming back now.
Oh, I'll take that trade off, honestly.
Hulu, yeah.
I'll take that. I haven't watched Family Guy or American Dad in a long time. And the only thing I liked about American Dad was the times when Patrick Stewart was on it.
So I started rewatching it, and, like, it's better than I remember it, but it's, yeah.
It's
fine.
I don't know.
When it's point, really funny, it's good, but, yeah. It's
point
kind
of, yes.
They run the same gimmicks over and over again, is what
it is.
Yeah,
because like, they haven't
the
gone
gimmicks.
Deep enough into the mines. They got to whip harder. When in doubt, whip harder. Whip it good.
When in doubt, get him out.
I feel like that should be a t-shirt. I don't even know what that means. I said, get him out. Stop saying that.
What part of Giddy Mao don't you understand?
Oh, man.
So, yeah, we had quite the news-filled day.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. It's like Lenny.
Yeah.
Your response was, yeah. All right, here we go. Fire that baby up.
What we got here is our new topical generator. It's a gas-powered, 24-hour generator that helps us generate topics when we don't know what to talk about.
Boy, we should move that sucker outside.
I like how it smells. It makes me want to take a nap. Oh. So, yeah, our dreamy topic generated... Man, this paper is really greasy.
It's from all the grease.
Oh, gosh. It says...
Save some of that grease for later, though.
It's, has CGI gone too far in movies?
Ooh. The hell?
That's
the hell kind of generator is this? Oh, yeah, it's a topic generator.
I've never heard of an AI that's speaking out against its own people. What a scab.
Last time we get a generator from Harbor Freight...
I love those memes, like when you're working underneath your buddy's car and you look over and see that the jack stand is from Harbor Freight and it's like a bead of sweat goes down your head.
To be fair, I do like Harbor Freight.
Oh,
for certain things.
Yeah, I go there all the time. That's where I buy all of my meals.
Freight.
You can really taste the harbor in this freight.
It's a seagull, I think?
Barnacle-y.
Yeah, that's a barnacle noise.
Oh, God, what if barnacles made noises? I hate it.
Barnacles, the sea's pimples.
It's like a hemorrhoid on your boat.
I'm trying that thing that you do every week, which is spew terrible, terrible things out of your mouth, which is almost equivalent to hate speech. I didn't say it was, but it's almost there.
We're just a stone's throw away.
A hop, skip, and a jump to hate speech.
It's another t-shirt. A hop, skip, and a jump away from hate speech.
With our logo on it.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
All right, so along with this random topic, we were also given the opportunity to provide some angry words about this topic.
It's time for angry words.
From angry nerds!
So with angry words, what we do is we scour the internet for all of the angriest words that
the
angry
minds
nerves,
of the internet.
The minds
will.
Of the internet, excuse me. Mao giddy mao, the internet
mao,
says.
Mao. Get your mao if you could. Get like your mao if you have one.
Mao,
mao, mao.
Mao, mao, mao.
And, also, my them. Bowl is empty.
And we read them to the speedometer to feed its appetite for anger.
Yes.
And so this week, to go in line with our...
straight in line.
Our topic of CGI in movies, which we'll get a little bit more into later on. We're talking
when?
About topical creams, beauty products.
What's topical going on today?
This is a topical episode with our
good
topical
thing I got my lay on. Good thing I got my grass skirt on. Good thing I'm wearing a coconut on my head.
Good thing I lit a fire in the studio. Good thing I'm slaughtering a pig on air.
Good thing I'm I got an ice skate in my mouth. I hate that scene so much.
It makes my teeth want to dance.
Tom Hanks, look what you have created.
You God. Have made nightmares. You have made nightmares.
Chest beating sounds.
I've got two real angry words here, and my product of choice is something called Vico Turmeric Skin Cream.
You made all that up right then.
I really wish I did.
Vigo Mortensen Skin Cream?
Yeah, Vigo Mortensen's Skin Tonic for when you want to look like that guy from the movie about the jewelry. Lord of the Rings.
I was like, the one with Adam Sandler? What the hell is that one?
What? Viggo Mortensen's in the movie with
no,
Adam
no,
Sandler?
No. It's Adam Sandler. He plays
Uncle
that door.
Jams.
That's the one. I got jams.
I got jams. I got Lord of the Rings.
Uncut gems.
Well, this first review I've got is a 1 out of 5, and it's titled "Anyone Who Declares This Mess Works," comma comma. Comma chameleon is employed by the company.
The company?
Yeah.
Big company is watching.
I use this to even out my skin tone. My neck is 2 shades darker than my face and chest area. I read the reviews, liked what I read, and ordered 2 tubes. I applied it according to directions. I imagine them applying 2 tubes to their neck of this stuff. I applied it according to the directions and waited for the miracle. Well, not a damn thing happened. This crap doesn't work either because it doesn't. Or the fact that it expired in 2006. Get
Wait
the
a minute.
Fuck out of here.
Easy
I'm
there,
sure,
two tubes.
Sure the company knew before they shipped this mess out. By the way, it smells like furniture wood polish. Don't
Maybe
buy.
Did he say
it's
his neck
lie.
Was 2 shades darker? I think it is furniture polish.
I think it is. He's staining his neck. But then they provide us with an update at the end. This review was written in 2011. It says, update, March 15th, 2012. It does wonders on untreated wood.
It was furniture polish.
I just fucking shot myself. Hang on, I just spilled my drink. Son of a bitch. All right, I have gotten the Just Two Idiots brand washcloth. I'm wiping up the Just Two Idiots brand soda.
You're going to say mess. It's just a bag of, like, dust, like a stick.
Get your Just Two Idiots mess.
Just dust and a stick. Yeah.
It's a mess.
It's a mess. Don't open it. Indoors or outdoors, actually, for that matter.
Oh,
the right. EPA will kill you.
Damn, it's hot. Sweating
hey,
my balls off.
Your air is working. Mine is not.
My balls. I don't have air. My house doesn't have air conditioning.
It's true. And you just fired up a generator in it, so, you know. You're just breathing straight exhaust. Sucker's just plowing like fucking fumes down your throat.
Just pump that shit right into my lung gullet.
Yucky. Okay, well, I guess I'll go now.
You
just
watch
me go. Okay, so yes, I took the joy of looking up some of these, and here's some random reviews that I found on beauty products, I suppose. Here we go. This one goes, being a loose cannon who does not play by the rules, the first thing I did was ignore the warning and smear this all over my testicles. And this is for hair removal, by the way.
Oh, I was like, I think I need to know what the product is.
Furniture polish. But, sorry, furniture ballish. Yes, first thing I did was ignore the warning and smear this all over my testicles. In their place is a maroon-colored bag of agony, which sends stabs of pain up my body every time it grazes against my thigh or an article of clothing. I am suffering so that you don't have to. Heed my lesson. And then below that it says, I'm giving this product a 5 because, despite the fact that I think my testicles might fall off, they are now completely hairless. So there you go. I'm going to thank you, Randy, for doing the Lord's work so we don't have to. it's available on Amazon.
I completely ignored the warning label and smeared it all over my testicles. Oh, that's so freaking funny.
What's wrong with acid these days, you know?
You ever smeared a chemical on your testicles?
Doing it right now, actually.
Just smearing away.
Smearing and slathering. You know?
May hear the sound of what sounds like someone petting a ham, but it is me smearing chemicals.
Petting my ham.
Just honey glazing my ham. My second and final angry word is brief, and it's titled Smells Good. And the review reads, Burnt my face.
Is this also furniture polish?
It's the same product, whatever it is. This face cream that's got acid in it, apparently.
I think it was propane. And propane accessories.
Ah, pro
fire. Pain. Okay, this one is for Barbasol here, and it says, I needed a vessel to safely transport viable dinosaur embryos from a secret compound on an island in South America. I couldn't have asked for a better container. It even dispenses shaving cream. I tested this out of my hand at a restaurant and put it in someone's pie. I highly recommend this product.
Man, I love how
it's useful.
Like, yeah, they didn't even do anything with it being the shaving cream. They just used the pie.
They just did the pie.
They just did the pie. The pie.
Do the pie again. Do the pie. Remember when you did a pie? Do the pie.
Do the pie again.
Do the pie. Now, if you'll turn into your Bibles to first do the pie.
The life of do the pie.
God is just a talking pie.
Howard, you've done it again. Whew, those were amazing. I see that the speedometer is fully sustained this week by our rage-filled words and
rather
pie.
Plump. Yeah.
He's quite plump.
I hate that.
His throbbing is more labored this week than usual, so he must be... Oh, he's tuckered himself out.
Tuckered him out. He's coiled himself up for the night.
Oh, that brings us to the meat and potatoes of our podcast. Speaking
I hate
of meat and potatoes.
Thinking of food. No. I hate thinking of food that close to talking about the speedometer.
Because it looks like meat and potatoes mixed together.
Great. Fantastic.
With a rusty spoon.
Awesome.
So this week, we're, as we mentioned, at the very tippy top. Point.
Oh my goodness, ding. I can't even see it from down here.
It's way up there on top of the episode. We're trying things a little bit different, and we're focusing on the FDA-approved randomness. It's kind of related to movies and TV and all that other garbage that we blather on about. So,
blathering.
I've got a blathering question for you, you frickin' blatherer.
First off, you could just... Well, call me Dan Blather, because I'm about to report on this question you've got. This just in, I don't know what your question is yet, but...
Well, I'm going to give you the full... what's that Pierce? Pierce Morgan? Is that his name?
Yeah.
He, like, verbally assaults his guests?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. You could be Dan Blather and I'll be Pierce Morgan and just, like, destroy this episode. we're going to talk about CGI this week. we've seen... the trailers movies? For Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, and yeah. We are aware that there's it's out this week, yeah?
Maybe.
If that not was this June. Week, this coming. Ah.
But maybe not. It's next week. Maybe it's late May. I don't know.
Maybe.
Anyway. Maybe it's coming in May on the back of a big bee.
You're going to see the movie or the movie on the bees? The bees? I don't know. I got.
The hell is that on that bee? That's a reel of film. That's Indiana Jones.
Wait a minute. There's a movie on that bee.
Give me that.
We see the de-aged Harrison Ford and Indiana Jones and Illinois Jones and all the state Joneses and whatnot. Do you think that CGI has gone too far in films? Do you think that we rely on it too much? What are your thoughts on the use of CGI in films?
I think it's fine until it becomes fully sentient. Once that happens, there's no stopping it. It's going to launch all the missiles with faces on them across the U.S. You know, it's going to be like Thomas, except, you know, he blows up and your skeleton flies out of your body.
At a playground.
That's right. Is that a train?
Nah. Nah, that's a nuclear missile with a face on it.
Still the Thomas music plays.
The hell is that?
What an oblivion is that?
This happens every time I come to this playground.
Don't you hate it when that happens?
Hamilton.
Don't you hate it when your skeleton blows out of your body? When you're just watching children play on a playground? Well, call now.
Hold on to your fences, because...
This deal will blow the skeleton right out of your body.
Which I'm saying, good riddance. What's that doing? Nothing.
Sneaking around in there.
I don't need that. I can slither around on the ground.
Like a wet pancake.
Yeah, just like that. Like an uncooked pancake. Goo.
Gurus.
What?
Anyway,
We've has CGI about, gone yeah. too far?
Yeah, has CGI...
Well,
yeah.
I don't know.
Thank you, everybody. That's been our episode. Well, here, let me refresh your memory with...
please do.
The tales...
For it has become stale, my memory.
Of a little
there's
fella.
There's a bunch of dust in there, and there's a stick.
A funny little guy that I like to call the Irishman.
I was like, Macaulay Culkin? Well, the thing about the Irishman... is again, they had they're just old. It was like someone put an old person's skeleton inside of someone.
Well, they had to put it somewhere after Thomas blew it out of the old man's body.
That's true. You don't want to have skeletons just laying around, except for on Halloween. Oh. In that case, it's fine to blow people's skeletons out of their body. It's actually encouraged.
Yeah.
If you don't, you get arrested.
Yeah, get your skeleton blown out.
Yeah. Yep. Yes. You heard it here first, folks. Now, because they still had De Niro and DePesci playing the characters, so again, they're old-ass people.
Yeah.
I don't think the faces looked terrible. If anything, as far as technology goes, I don't think it's gone far enough.
Oh, yeah?
As far as, like, the looks of it.
Can I point you to, as AutoCorrect called him, Grandma Off Tarkin...
Yeah, that's early days, though. Again, it's all stair steps here, because you know Grand Moff Tarkin crawled, so old man Robert De Niro could shuffle. You know,
well, despite the
because okay,
looking
you
like
got
garbage.
You're almost bookended by Star Wars, that's almost true. Because Grand Moff Tarkin is that yeah, that's his name. And Luke Skywalker,
and
everyone's favorite show, Book of Boba Fett. No.
That's right.
Say it! Say it!
You talk about that pile of shit.
Say his name.
You and that's, may, you know, but I have my armor. I hate that show.
Oh, there's not a whole episode of you saying that, is there? But yeah, I think it's, as far as the technology and, you know, how real it looks, I think it's getting there.
Well, what about how technology they use it? Aside? Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's, was it with Tarkin, didn't they get the permission of, like, from his family or something, or his family's estate, or just his estate, they talked to a building or something, and they're like,
they asked the state of Indiana Jones, I think, and they're like, can we do Grandma off Tarkin as...
Jesus, I don't know, I'm a state, I'm too busy keeping people in or not, I don't know, there's no lines here. But they are! How do we determine where the lines are? Yeah, what the fuck is that, a river? How am I supposed to know where people are living? How do we determine where these lines are? Damn it! You know, just state business. Dude, I don't know. It is kind of funny because, like, you know, I imagine we'll see that. Like, you've got to imagine that's not the last we've ever seen of, like, an original trilogy.
Yeah,
star, you know, in a Star Wars movie, because now they're gonna be like, oh, here's Han again, because, well, they've already got all the, you know, all the source images and whatever they need for Harrison Ford for Indiana Jones, so, like, they've done some of Carrie Fisher, you know, maybe I imagine they'll pop up again somewhere, you know, but it's like, do you have to sign a deal with a company that, with, like, Disney or something, and then it's just like, you die, and then, like, decades
on your
you're just still you're like Mickey Mouse to them, you know.
Which that's actually what happened when Mickey Mouse died. They kept his likeness and they just use that in every product that they've
had to prop him up with a broom because the skeleton got blown out of his body. But other than that, those little brooms from Fantasia, you know,
they're hopping around inside of them. They had to clean all the mouse poison off his lips though before each session.
Yikes. That's not Yeah,
family friendly.
Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. Come inside. Actually, wait outside.
Just give us a second here. We got to get some stuff taken care of first. Please don't come in yet.
I'm wearing gloves, but I need more gloves.
Oh my gosh, how much did he eat?
There's actually a little bit of peanut butter on the end of a trap. Whack!
Oh boy!
Whack!
Oh boy!
Look at the size of this mouse I just caught. I don't know why it was. I didn't intend for it to be goofy, but yeah, that's gorge. I caught me a mouse. Yeah.
I got that bastard good.
He's half the size as me. Yeah. What the hell's wrong with you?
I expected to be able to milk this topic a lot longer than we have. I got a list of all these movies. We've talked about them already.
What are some actors you would like to see come back in this form? I guess it's also important noting, too, that they've done, like, the vocoder thing? Or whatever it is they did for... I think it was Luke also in Book of Boba Fett. It was, like... some lines they took everything that he did from the movies kind of it was also computer generated,
okay,
which is why he sounded so stoic and computery
and so robotic. You know, I'm honestly surprised that Ernest Borgnine hasn't come back as a CGI character.
I maybe he has and I haven't noticed because I don't think I can pick him out of a lineup.
No, it's Ernest Borgnine. He looks like the baby from Dinosaurs.
I'm just picturing half Ernest, as in, what's his
Ernest
name?
Ernest P. Worrell, like Jim Varney?
Jim Varney, but also, like, half Borg from Star Wars. Not Star Wars, Star Trek.
So,
my
a
bad.
Monster. That's Ernest actually what Ernest Borgnine looks like.
He's got one eye that's a big red dot. He's wearing that little cap.
He's like, oh no, I went to summer camp and now I'm a robot. Help me, Vern. Help me, Vern, I'm a robot.
Just trying to go to summer camp or some shit.
But he's voiced by Brian Doyle Murray.
Who's that?
The boss on Christmas Vacation. Bill Murray's brother.
The one who's got the really scratchy voice.
Bill Murray's brother. It's
well,
he's some CGI character I made up.
Well, that is within line of the topic, isn't it? So what do you mean by is? Do you have an idea of what gone too far is? Okay,
I'm thinking like I don't know. I wonder about because obviously they get permission from the families, or maybe they don't. We don't know. But like having you
don't
dead
need permission
people.
From the families because they ain't got no souls.
We're just showing a bunch of CGI movies where the bodies fly out.
Where their skeletons fly out of their bodies. Skeleton flop.
Just a bunch of cheap movies made out of shit CGI.
I didn't do shit. I didn't do fucking shit.
They said that to me at a dinner.
At dinner. They just think I'm some dumb hick.
I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about anything.
Pull the plug. Do it. Pull the plug. I'll kill you. Anyway, this is called a segment of We Just Quote Tim Robinson's I Think You Should Leave. So you could either watch the real thing or you could listen to our rendition, which I think is a little
ours
better.
Ours cuts through all the dumb skits.
Yeah. Yeah. Just straight to the good gooey center.
Speaking of gooey center,
I think CGI's gone too far, and I think somebody will become sentient and murder us all. Well,
I thought that we were going to be able to actually expound on this and make it a big topic conversation.
Well, when I asked you what's gone too far, and you just shrugged.
Hell, I don't know. I didn't write this. I just found it on Fox News' website.
Well, there you go. Come on. Of course they would write that. Has it gone too far?
They just
you guys don't even know what it means to
random noun, and they're like, has it gone too far?
I was going to say they don't even know what it means to go too far, but they do actually know what that means.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah, too far.
I know you're saying, like, a moral too far,
yeah.
But I think, I don't know. There's a lot of unnecessary CG in this day and age just because we're like, oh, it's easier. We can just do whatever. We can, you know what? We don't need a set. We'll just CGI everything and it'll be great. And we'll just have our actors suspended from ropes, even though they don't need to be suspended from ropes. They're actually on the ground in the movie, but it's fine. We'll have them suspended from ropes. We don't even need ground. We'll CGI the ground in. It's fine. It won't look like they're, you know, just hanging like a kid carrying a cat.
Amazing.
It won't look like that at all. But, you know, it'll look perfectly like they're on the ground. Their shadows will match up. It'll be great. We'll just do it in post. Everything in post. Actually, don't even have people. We'll just CGI them in, too.
No pre. Pre is out. No more pre.
Yeah.
Everything's post.
No more pre. Everything post.
In fact, I'm not even directing the movie anymore. We're going to let the computer take care of this one.
Yes. Let AI bloody do it. I'm, for the life of me, trying to think of some good examples. I think, you know, the Hobbit movies get shit on a lot, so let's keep shitting on them. I feel like they use a lot of CG. That it's like, you know, instead of building all these practical sets, basically what I just said, just again.
Yeah.
So that's fun. But you just, I don't know, there's something to be said about practical sets. You just, mm-hmm. Something the eye can tell, you know? But, and I say that, and there's a complete opposite point. What I actually just saw was something on the pod race scene in Star Wars Episode 1, beginning of Star Wars, and it was they actually couldn't physically do that sequence in like real life, just with the speed of the pod racers and everything, and like where the cameras would have to be, they couldn't do it. Like it just wasn't physically they couldn't do miniatures, you know. Just they'd have to be going insanely fast, and they were able to achieve it with CG, and they did like I don't know if it's called photo mapping, but photo mapping on all the backgrounds and everything. Mm-hmm. So that's why most of the ground that they're on when they're racing is just flat. It's just nothing.
Huh.
Because it doesn't take up a lot of like rendering time or memory. I don't know. I'm not a computer. I don't know how that works.
I used to be a computer.
Well,
I went to,
I'm glad
to a conversion camp. And
that you've transitioned from Ernest Borgnine to Robbie.
Well, there's a big, I guess, bugaboo
Robot?
In the horror community is, you know, they want practical effects in horror movies versus CGI. So, like, if you watch, like, Hot Fuzz is an awesome movie, but so much of it is CGI, and the blood splatter in that is very CGI-y. So that's just one example. Obviously, it's rampant in the horror movie
Yeah, but then you can't. The only thing I would say is, like, you just can't do multiple takes then.
Yeah, that's true.
If you don't have CGI blood, it's like you have to. Well, you can. You just have to go do wardrobe changes and clean everybody up and clean the setup. So, like, I see why they do that. It's like, well, all the blood splatter in, like, Walking Dead is fake. Yeah. Even the zombies are fake, which I thought was odd.
See, I think that's silly. I don't know why they can't. They're taking away jobs from real zombies.
Yeah.
That's what's wrong with this damn country.
It's people in Florida need something to do. Got him. Meth.
You were talking about messes earlier, and I just said meth, which sounds like messes. So now is a good point for a good ad break. Get yourself a bag of Just Two Idiots mess. It's a fucking mess.
Just some dust and a stick.
It's in a Ziploc baggie that we found.
It's not even fully closed, so it's going to get on you a little bit.
It's messy when we ship it to you. We are faced with a mess.
Yeah. Mainly, we've got too much of it, so we thought we would spread the love. And by love, I mean mesothelioma.
Yeah, so, mesothelioma.
There you go. Mesothe, we love you.
It makes sense for, like, TV shows like The Walking Dead, you know, which has the occasional zombie in it, to do the CGI thing because, you know, it's a much more time crunch versus a movie.
I don't think there's any avoiding it. I mean, especially with the de-aging. It is an interesting technology. I just don't think they're not running with it yet. It's definitely still sputtering, but it also depends on how much time you can put into it, like any special effect, I guess. Mm-hmm. All these, you know, they're tight deadlines and whatever. Your product is always going to suffer. So who knows, you know?
I know.
How about that?
No more CGI. I think that we need to ban CGI.
Yeah, everything's out of foam, styrofoam, cardboard.
Plaster castings.
Just like people like, look, I'm younger version of me. Here's a picture.
Real blood.
Yeah. Really kill people on set.
Yes, that would be great. We should start with the Book of Boba Fett. We should kill everyone who is involved in making that.
I don't think that'll unmake it, Robbie.
It'll unmake them, and that's what matters.
That's not nice. That's not like what a Bantha would do, Robbie.
No?
No.
Yeah.
Not like a Bantha. Bad.
But then again, we also have I don't know how I was going to make a transition for this. So I'm going to just, speaking of sputtering, then you also have movies where entire characters are CGI.
And yeah, those are called animated films.
Yeah, like Mickey Mouse, they just CGI him. They don't even use Charleston Mouse.
You can't even see his skeleton
coming out of him from the blast.
It's like he got blown out of him. Come on.
But I couldn't imagine them having Josh Brolin just walking around painted purple.
Yeah, no, they would have tried that at one point or another, I feel like.
Like an 80s Avengers.
Yeah, they would have tried it. And that's an example of CG that works because it is different enough to where it doesn't get to the uncanny valley thing. You know, there's like a stream. I think that's where he was at the end of...
Yeah.
What is it? Infinity War.
Or the beginning of Endgame, because he opens up an uncanny of soup and...
uncanny because he doesn't get to eat any of it.
They uncan him.
It's true. He's just trying to have a big bowl of round, pointy fruit soup.
Fruit soup.
I would sit down and smile at a grateful universe or whatever and have a big bowl of that pointy fruit soup.
Which, that's a good segue to our next ad segment. Just Two Idiots brand pointy fruit soup. The only way to improve its flavor is by dumping in a big bag of mess.
That's true. And you start with the stick. Stick.
Stir stick. Copyright.
Is it an alien fruit? Yeah, probably. We don't know where we got it. But, you know, if you want to go ahead and eat it, that's fine. Have we seen a little alien snake pop out of one of the little pokies? Maybe.
Maybe.
That's for you to decide. Dinner and a show. It's like one of those choose-your-own-adventures, except one of the adventures you could choose is when an alien goes down your nostril and embeds itself into your brain.
Aw, the speedometer knows you're talking about it. It's grinning. Right.
Well, one of its mouths grinning. The other one's scowling like usual.
Just wants to give you a brain hug. Love the sound effects.
Good old slurpy brain hug.
Great.
Yeah. This was a topic, wasn't it?
It certainly was.
Alrighty, so the verdict is in. That's the end of the topic discussion. Stamp it.
That's the verdict.
That's the verdict. We're done.
It's over.
And so that the brings us to our next segment, which was directed, coordinated, orchestrated, and the music composed entirely by Colin. And this next segment is titled Robbie's Recommendations featuring Colin.
I'm like one of those 2000s music video guys. It's just like, I'm smoking a cigar and I've got a big, you got a drink where it's like, I'm a producer or some shit.
I do everything. I
do a split.
I got a shady past with the dancers, but oh well, it's dances. Only 2004, so nobody cares yet.
Yeah, dance next to that Mitsubishi Eclipse. It'll be cool. Give me a rec. Give me a rec. Recommend me a thing or two.
Pow! Bang! So with this segment, we recommend stuff, and you need to do it, because we're your peers, and we're pressuring you into doing it, listeners.
Which brings me to my suggestion. Why don't you just go jump off a bridge?
You should.
Just kidding.
Well, for my recommendation, it's on the Max, you know, not HBO Max anymore. Now it's just called Max.
Yes.
It's a short documentary. I think it's only like 45 minutes long, but it's called 6 Days to Air, and it's a documentary on how South Park is made.
Oh.
And it's fascinating. You have 100% seen the clips. Everyone's seen the clips where he's what should I eat? Cuttlefish?
That one.
It's got that, and then the steamy Ray Vaughn, the guy who just craps his pants with Bill Hader voicing.
Classic.
Like, all of those clips are just like a fraction of all the good parts of that movie. It's fascinating because they talk about the very first episode of South Park and how they started off with their initial timeline for it, and now since like 2012 or something ridiculous, they make each episode in 6 days.
Damn.
And so that's how they stay so
they do that. We can't topical. We can't do this shit in like a week.
Right.
Granted, we don't get paid, but they do.
Yeah.
So, you know.
So if you guys
it's actually more.
They get paid a little bit more than we do. So if you guys want to pay us, we'll probably increase the quality. Maybe.
No.
I don't know.
If you pay me money, what I'm going to do is go buy a bunch. So remember the intro to this segment? It's going to be like that, except more. Because I'm just going to go buy a bunch of sheet metal and forks where the tongs face different directions. And I'm going to jam them into a cordless drill. And then I'm just going to rub it against each other while it's on. But then also electrify it. And also a handful of cicadas in there.
Ah. But there's only one problem with your clever plan.
Oh, yes.
That wasn't money. That was ants.
No! I've fallen for that trick again. That age-old trick of money, but it's not money. It's just ants. Damn.
So, yeah, that's my recommendation is, I think it's called 6 Days to Air. It's pretty good. It's funny, and it's informative. So,
pretty good, huh? Pretty funny, huh? And informative, huh?
Max all those things.
Wow.
Whoa.
Robbie, I'm going to recommend something that probably a lot of people have seen, but maybe not. Because some people haven't seen some things that some people have.
That's true.
So, we were just talking about it, and I'm going to keep talking about it. And that's, I think you should leave
by
Tim Robinson.
Ooh.
And I do think you should leave, but also stay and listen to this recommendation. No, it's a great, we obviously just quoted a whole bit of it. If you haven't seen it, I would recommend it. It's very absurdist kind of humor. Yes. Was it Tim Robinson was a writer on SNL for a long time, and he was on at least a season as an actor.
I just watched the basketball, give me the ball, because I'm going to dunk it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's scary where they pitch the NBA on NBC theme to executives, but there are lyrics. Those are lyrics. It's very... I haven't seen all the episodes yet, but the ones I have, I have thoroughly enjoyed. It's definitely, you know, some hit, some don't. It's whatever. Everybody's got their favorite, you know, their favorite clip or their favorite episode. So, it's a good laugh. It's very much like... I don't know if it's in the same vein of, like, Andre... I was going to say Andre the Giant. Eric Andre the Giant.
Eric Andre the Giant, that would be horrifying. Why would you say something so brave, yet so whatever he says?
Yet so big.
So big, so giant.
Hello, podcast. Shut up.
No, that is a good recommendation. I know you're quite fond of Coffin Flop, which I also am.
Who isn't?
But Detective Crashmore just keeps creeping
fucking
up there for
bullshit.
Me. That's why no one watches AOL Play.
It's just called Play Now. Play Now, your streaming service. Get your subscribers up. Play.
Also, that's I've seen everyone naked.
George Costanza worked.
Got to find out if they have any tattoos.
Yeah, you don't get presents that year. Just that year. I assume the year of which you got the tattoo.
Oh. Yeah. So if you want a good day to just cram full of stuff, watch a documentary, and then chase it down with an entire series called I Think You Should Leave.
Then cleanse your palate. Granted, it's not like...
It's not like it was a nature documentary.
No. We're not talking, was it George Burns or who is it? George Burns. George.
Isn't George Burns, is that the guy from Talking Heads?
I don't know. It's definitely not George Burns. The hell's his name?
Montgomery. I don't know.
Whatever. Anyway. Robbie, is that generator about out of gas?
It is. It's a sputtering and spitting and getting all wonky.
Great. Yes, let's get fired up.
Let's get fired up.
If you're a pop, let's get fizzy.
Hey.
Yes, that is the complete and whole show, I believe. Yes, if you like what you've heard thus far and you would like more of it, that's great. Good for you. That's fantastic. And you have other topics you would like us to talk about. You can let us know.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this all out of order, apparently.
I was like, I don't know where you're going.
You can do that with our email account. Log into our email account, could you? And send yourself an email. That'll get to us. Great. That's why I don't do this bit. But I'm going to. Because this episode's been all sorts of weird for me. So let's just keep it going. Keep it going to the train station.
Bones blown out.
Yes. But if you'd like to email us, you can. That's at twoidiotspod@gmail.com. That's the number 2, not spelled out. That's the number 2, idiotspod@gmail.com. Let us know what you think. And if you would like to find us anywhere else, you can. We are on, what are we on? My goodness, look, a list. We're on Facebook. Yes?
It's fine. You just do the whole outro all by
yourself.
Yeah, I'm
going to do the whole thing.
Why don't you just tell me the outro then?
Yeah. No, you go for it.
You shut up. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter.
You got it.
We're on Instagram.
Good stuff.
We're on...
Not so easy, is it?
Oh, I don't think so. But we're also on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can see our horrible faces on YouTube. You can see us stuffing candy in our horrible faces.
What a terrible idea.
And get our bones blown out of our body by a giant train named Thomas
House. You can only
do
that. That's right. You can only do that once.
Yeah.
All that glitters is bones.
Only trains can blow out your bones. Have you seen I Think You Should Leave where he's... it's Johnny Cash, basically.
No.
Oh, my gosh. It's like... It's amazing. I'll send that one to you.
Sick. Send it to all the listeners, too.
Yeah. Just give us your email address and password so we can log into your email.
Yeah, come on. Give it to us. Send us a letter with it in it.
And we'll send you a bag of mess.
We'll send you some mess. We got a mess factory here.
We got just a mess of all this mess.
We moved it into our house from... We thought the operating out of a bathroom of a Walmart was unsanitary anymore, so...
Too many people were making meth in the big handicap stall, and it was blowing up on them.
Real big blowing up on them. Big time.
It was a big blow up.
Blew a guy's skeleton right out of him.
It was like a train.
Meth Train. New band name. So anyway, let's just wrap that up. Thank you guys for listening. And I guess we will see you next time.
Bye.
That was...
I almost...
What?
Don't take things so seriously. We're just a couple dum-dums talking movies. Yeah, we're just two idiots. We're just two idiots.